Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
And good morning. Welcome to Local Focus. Who's our special guest we have?
Today, David, we've got a very special guest. It's my good friend Daryl Tharp from Amazing Grace Ministries and Thrift. Daryl, how are you?
Hey, Miss Ann. Very good, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, too blessed to complain.
Ah, there you go. To make two of us.
Right. Well, we wanted you to talk to us today about Amazing Grace Ministries and Thrift. You've moved to a new location, haven't you?
Oh, we have. We're on Chattanooga. We're at 814A, that's Alpha, Chattanooga Road. We're right next to the Shell gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And our anniversary is coming up, as you well know, because you come in and see us all the time.
I do. I love it.
And we will be 7 years old this year, so the perfect number.
Wow.
Oh, that is the perfect number. That's God's perfect number. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Now, tell me about what you've got going on. You've got some new things. You're working really hard on getting a food pantry open, right?
Yes, that's correct. By the time school starts, we want to be able to have our food pantry open. Again, as you well know, because you've seen us multiple times over the years, we appreciate you and your station. Actually, we listen to your station every day, and we have people that come in that say, "What station are you listening to?" You know, we tell us a local station, 95.3. They say, "Oh, I love it. So
great.
We've been playing you all for 7 years as well. But our food pantry, we've done dry goods for 7 years,
right.
Canned goods. And now then, as you all know, we purchased that commercial-grade refrigerator freezer, and we are going to set up a fresh food pantry, give out milk, meat, you know, fruits and vegetables,
right.
Again, to the families in need. And that's, you know, we've helped thousands over the years, and we'll continue to do that. So that's our next big goal and big step, and that's what we're excited about and looking forward to in our new location.
Exactly. Now, Daryl, Cora was telling me that you guys are looking for financial partners.
Correct. We are looking for, financial partners for either, one-time support, monthly support. We're still in need of volunteers. We're looking for someone that knows how to write grants for nonprofits. We are a 501c3, so obviously anything that is donated financially, it's going to be a tax write-off for you or
mm-hmm.
for them. And then one of our biggest needs, obviously, for the food pantry to get up to standards, we need a ramp and some steps in the back, along with some gravel, things like that. So if anyone is, has some extra gravel lying around,
right?
Lumber or wood, as you well know, because that stuff is not...
not cheap anymore.
Yes, like everything else. But again, it's going to be able to give us the opportunity to put more funds into the food drive for the families that are in need, because we all know that a lot of us are, just a couple weeks away from being in need of, assistance.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And, to have a food pantry that offers the cold, storage things is absolutely a blessing. Milk and butter and things like that.
Yes, exactly. Those are more of the essentials. We don't have a kitchen where we'll prepare food, but we do have the, we'll have the fresh food pantry.
Right, you'll have the ability to do that.
Available every Friday. And then from 2 to 4 every Friday, and that's going to start up soon, and they can find that information either by calling the store, stopping in to see us, of course, because we've got 5,000 square feet of shopping treasures in the
right.
store.
Wow.
Again, as you know, you always look around and see the excitement of the different things within the store.
I never leave there empty-handed.
That's right. Fill up those bags.
That's right.
We're very excited about our new location and the doors that have opened over here and our new clientele on Chattanooga Road. So it does make it nice. And then again, to be able to help and support families in need, we do disaster relief,
right.
and as you know, crisis assist. And, it's just an exciting time to be able to help and see those faces light up, because again, you never know, you know, who you're going to help or be able to help or assist along the way.
Right.
So we're all excited about that.
So you guys are still helping, doing crisis assistance and those sort of things in the community?
Correct. Yes. We do, you know, as you know, we have the backpack ministry, which again, we've helped thousands over the years. We give kids the backpacks full of school supplies.
Right, and that'll start up again in just another couple of months.
Oh, I know. School's out, but then again, we're already, starting to prepare for that as well. Disaster relief, we've helped when Hurricane Florence hit Wilmington, the tornado hit Beauregard, Alabama, the fires at Gatlinburg.
Right.
You know, the mudslides of Flat Rock and Toledo a few years ago.
Right.
So we do that as well. And so, we help what we can. We do financial assistance to veterans and seniors. Anyone that is in need of canned goods right now, they come in, I give them a box and let them go pick it out, because that way there I know nothing's, not going to go to waste.
Right.
We all like something different.
That's exactly right. Thank goodness. Thank goodness we do. So, Daryl, Ms. Cora was telling me, and I just want to let the listeners know again, that if you would like to be a financial partner of Amazing Grace Ministries, that you can go online to your website and just click on donate, and you can become a monthly donor. $5, $10 a month, anything. Every exactly. little bit goes right back into this community, doesn't it?
Oh, very much so. It does. And that website is foramazinggrace.com, foramazinggrace.com. And, thank you for that. And you're exactly right. A little bit goes a long way. And when you have multiple people contributing and be able to help, to support the ministry, we're able to help more
right.
people.
Right. Well, it's neighbors helping neighbors.
Oh, networking is what it's all about. And you're exactly right. In our community, we have a great community here. There's great people here. And, we're excited to continue to serve.
Great. David.
That's fantastic.
David, don't you love these guys?
Yes.
I do. Thank you so much, Daryl. We love you guys. We love what you do. We appreciate everything you offer this community. And thank you for coming and being with us this morning.
Oh, well, thank you for having us. And we'll continue to play your station and tell people, say, yep, that's 95.3. And they can turn it on their car on their way home after they leave shopping in the store.
That's right.
That's
thank you so much. You guys have a blessed and fabulous day.
Thank you again. Very much appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Daryl Tharp with Amazing Grace Ministries and Thrift. It's a vintage thrift store on Canoga Road. And if you are a vintage collector or you enjoy vintage, this is where you're going to find great things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you need their website, that's foramazinggrace.com.
Yes.